Hey guys, we are the Let's Talk 20s podcast. I am your host, Tanner.
I am one of the co-hosts, Connor.
And I'm your other co-host, GT.
Guys, this podcast is centered around common themes that people in their 20s may be going through, whether it's anxiety, depression, other mental health things, relationships, and so much more. It's all about things that we're all going through together. We may think we're going through it individually, but the point of this podcast is bringing light to things that we're all going through together.
Well, we can't wait for you guys to hear about our thoughts with this. We upload weekly episodes every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. sharp, so please tune into that if you'd like to hear the episodes. We also all come together every week for a different topic, and we each share our perspective on that three times a week, so please look forward to those as well.
And you guys can find us on Instagram, YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts at Let's Talk 20s Podcast. We look forward to seeing you guys soon.
And with that being said, please enjoy this episode. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to another episode of the Let's Talk 20s podcast. I'm your host, Tanner, with my lovely best friend and co-host, GT. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a minute.
Too long.
Some would say a hot minute, and I would agree with you on that. However, we are going to try to be consistent. GT is trying to plan a wedding. I'm in the middle of my first clinical rotation and going to my second year of school. You can see it on the man's face. He's stressed. I'm stressed. We're all stressed. But guys, I hope you can sit down, relax, enjoy this episode. This was going to be one of the more advice episodes. GT and I just kind of talking about how we're feeling. And hopefully you guys can relate to this one. And I hope you are doing well. But first off, GT, what's going on?
Dude. You said first thing was the wedding, man. Freaking everyone says, oh, such a glorious day, right? And I'm not going to go into all the details just to like, because that's more of like a privacy stuff, but it's a lot of people that have opinions. Like everyone has so many opinions. And I'm sure you experienced it when you were talking with Cam, and I'm now going through that with Addison. Everyone feels like they have to put their two cents in. So, and I'm not going to name drop, but someone said that you're going to love this. Oh, just listen to this. Buckle up, people. I'm not going to name drop, but someone significant in my life, not my fiance, said that a marriage is one family and another family coming together. Who the fuck made that? That's not true. A wedding is about one person and another person coming together and professing their love and devotion and being together with the other person for the rest of their lives. Who the hell said this is not like the 1800s, 1850s, early 1900s where we're trading stuff like, oh, she's worth 40 goats. Or like, oh, this is us coming together to be a stronger army of a family. Who the welcome to the 21st century. Like, yes, our family's coming together to a certain degree, but that's not what the wedding's about.
No, that's not the main focus, but like, it is nice to be able to, in a way, though, have both your families be in the same room, like the in-laws being with each other and all that. Yes. But I see your point. It's about the two of you and sometimes family or significant people in your life, because you don't want to name drop, can kind of take it out of scope. And there's a lot of people to please with the wedding, GT, indirectly. And yeah, it's hard.
Screw that. Like, I'm at the point to where it is not, you cannot please everybody. Like, and that's not what it's about. It is about you and me. And if they don't like it, they don't have to come. They can just send a present, or they can just whatever. They can just not come. Okay, cool.
I definitely don't entirely disagree with you, for sure. There's no right or wrong answer. You know what I mean? It's a bunch of gray area, and that's the tricky part, because you're trying to please, obviously, your significant other and your own desires, right? You guys only get to do this once. And so whatever setup and decor and venue and just ambiance that Addison wants, that you want, you obviously want to do that. But then you have your family who's trying to help you not only financially, but also trying to make sure in their mind what they're doing is trying to help you, but sometimes it can be the opposite, almost getting in your way from being too involved. I get it, man. It's a lot. Like, it's a lot. But everyone goes through it. But everyone goes through it. That's the funny part is, like, let's say it's your parents. I'm not saying it's your parents, but let's say, just because I know them well enough, let's say it is your parents that might be causing some of these problems, for example. But then they got married, and they probably were experiencing the same thing with their parents being too involved. And you would think that somewhere down the line, you'd be like, shit, I probably shouldn't be like that for my kid's wedding. But here you are.
Don't flip that shit on me.
You become the person that you didn't want to be. So that's a perfect segue, actually, into the topic today. What's worth it to you / do it for you? They're going to kind of be meshed into one, because I feel like sometimes you become the person you don't want to become because you lose sight of what you want to do, what was worth it to you, and doing it for yourself. You're losing sight of that because you're trying to please other people. And I think the wedding could be a decent example.
I definitely can agree with that. I think a wedding is, you can lose sight of what you want and you start to think, okay, like, if I can do this and then put this together, maybe I then incorporate this little detail, then I can have all these people happy but still have it the way I want it, which is going away from your original true self and your gut feeling. Because you need to go with what you want, especially if it's a wedding. You're not being you, and you go off on a road that you didn't create. It was that heavily wooded road that you thought had such great things on the other side of it, and you get over, you see a light beaming in there, ain't nothing there. When you could have gone down a road that looks
shit out your ass, man. You love like, the GTisms, man.
Horrible.
The GTism, man. I think I know what you're saying. And if I might interject here, I think a wedding is a perfect example of one of the biggest times where people try to people please. And I know for me, and it's something that we've talked about time and time again, about how my personality at times is, and I've gotten better at it in some ways. I've started to try to take control of things that matter to me and what's worth it to me, because I realized that I was fighting a lot of battles that were unnecessary because I was trying to people please. And I think that's a huge factor for a lot of people. And that is probably the main reason for a lot of people's reasons why they lose sight of what's worth it to them or trying to do it for themselves. They're trying to please other people in their life. And, you know, in religious ways and in societal ways, such as trying to please our partner and make our partner happy all the time. You know, there is a saying, happy wife, happy life, for a reason. I agree with that statement.
Lose sight of your own, like, at the same time.
Right.
It's got to be a balance.
Are you happy pleasing that person, or are you just doing it to go through the motions because you're trying to make their life better? You know, at the same time, I feel like people sometimes overstep and try to people please to the point that they're trying to distract themselves from their loss of self. Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, no.
Do you agree with that?
I can definitely see where you're going with that. It's something where, like you said, you're going away from you. And people always say, why would you then say, do her, like, do him. Go. All right, well, hell, cut that part.
All right, no. Stay in it, baby. Stay in it, baby. That's funny as fuck. Do him, do her.
Like, or like, hey, do everyone. At that point, just go be like Tanner. Go be like GT. Go be like Josh. Go be like Connor. Yeah. Go be like no.
Oh, no. Me? Don't be us.
I'm going to be GT.
Oh, okay.
You shut up.
Me GT.
Me GT. Me no. I have own life. But no.
Oh, this is great.
I don't think you're fulfilling your true destiny and your potential and what you could be at the end of your story.
Let me ask you something. What is your destiny in your eyes right now? What do you think your purpose is?
I think, and I will answer this. I promise I will, and I will not go off on a tangent.
All right.
What I thought I was going to be was I thought I was going to be this big time professional baseball player, and I was going to be accomplishing a lot, and I was just going to do that, not meet anybody until I was about 30, maybe after playing, and do something like that. But God's plan is not that. But I think my destiny now that I truly feel more connected with is being a coach, and being a coach of the game, and to help those around the sport. And not just that, to be a good person, to be somebody that people look at and go, I respect him. And it's not I don't look for respect and I don't feel like I just should be given it. It's something where my thing when God calls me home and my time is my time, I want people to just look if they come to my gravesite, or if they even just think of my name, it's that they say he was a hardworking man. He was a great spirit. He was still great all-around guy. He was selfless. He did so much for others, and truly is somebody that I am proud to have even known or been around. That's what I want to be. That's my true destiny, is to affect others positively and to do anything I can to help those people out. That's my destiny, is to be remembered as just a great all-around guy, and to spread the word, and to be just impactful. And I don't look for fame. And if that comes, that's what it is. That's not at all what I look for. I'd rather have a more meaningful impact that I feel good about. I want those after me to carry that legacy on and to just further improve and be better than me. That's my destiny.
That was a really well spoken.
Good for you. That's just being real, man. So what about you, Tanner? I mean, like, let's see. Let's now flip it.
It's a very tough question, and you can go as deep as you would like with it, or you can just kind of think about it briefly for a second. For me, I think the in-between answer is just going to be, and this isn't a cop-out, but genuinely, I care about people so much, especially the people that are like in my circle and that are truly in my life for a reason. And I think my destiny is to just whatever God has in store for me as an occupation or however I make a living is, I just want to spread love to people that are in my life, and that is all I care about. Something I've thought about the last few weeks is how busy we've kind of made life be. And then I come to think about how before all this shit happened, before we were able to drive 5 hours and see someone that would have been, what, fucking 14 days on a horse carriage or some shit, that before all of this happened, how much simpler life was, what people cared about. They didn't need to see their cousin who lived in New York 4 times a year and fly out and spend over $1,000 a year for that. Bring it back to this simpler times where, like, the only thing that we really cared about were the people that were close to us, and just spread love with one another. So I think that's what I want to do, man, with my family, with, you know, with Cameron and my future kids, and continue that relationship with my step family and dad and Tatum and everyone, is just to love everyone, be loved, make enough money to live somewhat comfortably, have a roof over my head, running water. I think that's my message, man. I think that's what I try to do in other people's lives, is moving around so much and meeting so many different people. I think a big thing for me, and the reason why I was able to connect with so many people, is just being able to genuinely care people for who they are. And I think I just want to try to touch as many people as I can in that way. Pause, that sounded bad. I want to be able to impact people in that way. Does that make sense? No. Your legacy. You're talking about how you want to be considered a hardworking man and everything. I 100% agree with that. I think my equivalent to that would be to be known as a loving man, as a selfless man, one who Absolutely. Truly cared and would do anything for people around me. So I think that's my destiny. Which I know it sounds like a bullshit answer and like a cop out, but I genuinely need
no,
that.
No, I definitely back that.
In terms of the topic of what's worth it to you and do it for you, kind of going back to the social media and how we maybe lose sight of who we are as people and what's important to us. How much do you think social media and the cell phones and technology have influenced you from when you were a teenager, when we were growing up in social media, when it first came out, to now? And how has that evolved to kind of how you view that stuff now? We interrupt this podcast for a quick word from our sponsors. Hey guys, something that we talk about in the podcast several times, and it's a theme that goes on throughout the podcast, is mental health and how important therapy services can be for you, especially in your 20s, as we're trying to figure this thing out called life. So that's why I would like to thank our sponsor for this podcast, BetterHelp. If you guys do not know who BetterHelp is, they are an online therapy service, the world's largest, with over 20,000 licensed therapists that are conveniently placed for you. All you do is fill out a questionnaire, and they try to match you with a therapist based on your wants and needs. And if you happen to not like that therapist, you can absolutely switch to as many therapists as you want to find the perfect one for you at no additional charge. You guys have a 24/7 text line with a BetterHelp service, a weekly video chat with your therapist, and much more included in this. Rather than in-person therapy, which some people may feel a little intimidated by, this therapy on the go concept, I think, is brilliant, especially for people in their 20s who love the convenience and would rather have therapy at their own expense rather than having to go to a therapist in person. Guys, I think this is a great solution for a lot of people who listen to the podcast. I know that there are several people that I know who have used this online therapy service with BetterHelp, and it is fantastic. So if you guys are interested, visit BetterHelp.com/Let's Talk 20s Podcast to receive 10% off your guys' first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp.com/Let's Talk 20s. Guys, I appreciate you listening to the sponsor, and let's get back to the podcast.
I think before social media, I just wanted to play baseball. That's all I ever wanted. I didn't want anything else. I just wanted to play baseball. Social media came around, and even before social media, I was a people pleaser when I was younger. I wanted to be liked, and I wanted to have a lot of friends, and I wanted to be popular. And social media came in, and in the beginning, it was a lot of, obviously, like, oh, you need to do this to be cool. And I think I went away from that, and I didn't stay true to my progress sheet and my steps. I was trying to hop from one escalator to a faster escalator. That's not mine. That I don't fit on that escalator. That escalator wasn't built for me. Mine was built my way. I think as I started using social media and using my phone and iPod Touch, oh my gosh, the iPod Touch, and using it more for positive reasons and being more, not as ignorant, and being more knowledgeable of what all is truly out there, looking for the positives and looking for something that can maybe help improve my escalator to make it, you know, more custom fitting, maybe make it a little faster and make it more productive for me, right? Because that's mine. Like, it's only built for me. So, but that's something that
cracked me up tonight, bro.
Hey, you're welcome. So I took advantage of the positive things. The destiny part was, I saw all these coaching videos. I got the chills when I saw them. And I guess I didn't take those chills as, oh, that might be my destiny. I took it as, oh, like motivation, which there's nothing wrong with that at all. But I maybe didn't soak it in like I should have. Okay. And thought, you know what? Maybe that's what I'm meant to do.
Okay.
And that's what it is, then. By God, that's what it is, and that's what I'm going to do. And yours is Ooh. Something where being a loving person, spreading that love, being that person that people go, okay, yeah, Tanner Perry. Yeah, mm-hmm. that's that guy. Like, how mm-hmm. how do you see yourself from that beginning to where you're at now and to where you want to see and maybe where you're at currently?
In terms of the being a loving person, being known for that, is that what you're asking me? More like the destiny evolution?
Being, okay. Where do you see you're at with your evolution and towards your destiny?
You know what, GT? That's actually a great question. If we're being completely frank, I think the reason why that is so tantalizing to me is because I feel like at times, fairly recently, I've been the furthest away from that version of myself. I feel like as I've gotten older, part of me has become a little bit more quick to the gun. Judgmental is a harsh word. I don't really want to consider myself that. But I form my opinions rather quickly of people or of situations instinctively. And then I think that way until I'm told otherwise or I find out otherwise. Does that make sense?
No, yeah.
And so that's kind of the way I for people I didn't know or maybe people I didn't necessarily like, that was kind of my way of going about my relationship with them. And then I come to realize that for everyone that's alive right now, this is the first time experiencing life too. And I'm not a perfect person. Damn, I'm far from fucking perfect. I got all kinds of sins that, you know, I wish I could correct, and I'm trying to correct, but everyone's imperfect in their own way. And so my judgment and the way that I was viewing people that I didn't necessarily agree with was due to my lack of understanding and my lack of empathy and my lack of showing love to everyone around me. That's not their problem. They're not the one that's flawed. They're just being themselves. I'm the one who's judging them for them being themselves. That's a me problem.
Ooh.
And no, seriously, I've had some pretty harsh conversations with myself recently, and a sermon really spoke to me recently at church. It was kind of along the lines of, you know, treating your neighbor with love and respect and the whole gist of that. And it really resonated with me because I feel like I'm far from that point. And yet at the same time, I feel like on a day-to-day basis, I really try to go out of my way to make sure that people that I don't see on a daily basis or people that I, you know, for right now, for example, with my clinical rotation, I only see these patients maybe 3 hours a week total. They come in for a 1 hour PT session 3 times a week. Well, GT, within this 3 or 4 weeks, man, I've learned so much about these people. They come in with a smile on their face when I'm talking with them and treating them and everything. And it's a really cool thing how quickly you can form a relationship with someone. And that's the kind of shit I want to do for the rest of my life and truly love those kind of people, because I feel like that's part of what we lose sight of. It's our morals. What's worth it to me may not be worth it to you, but I have to respect you and love you for who you are. So to answer your question, last thing, I promise, I know I'm running on a tangent here. To answer your question, how I'm going to evolve, I'm going to try to get rid, and I have been getting rid of that judgmental part of myself, being more open to how other people carry themselves, and realize that just because someone might be quote-unquote lazy or what's another word?
Lackadaisical.
Yeah, lackadaisical or something like that. That doesn't mean that they aren't trying. I think it's more so of just having more of a loving and neutral mindset and just treating everyone the same way, whether I agree or disagree with them. Sure, there are going to be people that I don't get along with or truly love or that really piss me off. 100%, that's life. You can't get along with everyone. That's just a naive statement. But I'd be damned if I don't try.
Exactly. So just going in with a positive mindset, man. I mean, it's the most simplest thing, and people go, oh, yeah, okay, whatever. And people make it the hardest thing. Like, have you noticed that? Some people make it the most hardest thing in the world, and since we were kids, was it just be happy? What happened? Yep.
I don't know what happened. I don't know what happened, man. Like I said before, everyone's experiencing life for the first time, just like you. And so when you think of it like that, you realize like, oh shit, like I shouldn't be so judgmental and I shouldn't try to change this person. I should let them be themselves, love them for who they are, because they're doing life the way that they want to. And I think that's a beautiful thing to think about as well, is where there's 7-8 billion people. I think 8 billion now, right?
Dude, we're probably close to 9.
So
we are. We're all one, but we're all just our one self.
A little nugget here, a little nugget there, ladies and gentlemen. So bringing it back to what's worth it for you, when was there a time when you realized something that you thought was worth it to you ended up not being worth it to you? And if that was the first time that that has ever occurred to you, how did that change your mindset going forward about determining what is worth it for you?
Oh, we talked about this story so much, but this is big. Mm-hmm. So I go all the way to, long story short, everyone knows my story. We'll go up to Indiana. And I think I'm this big type guy swinging, just going up there, D1. I get up there. God humbled me quick. Oof.
Damn.
And, you know, and I worked hard for it. And I thought, like, you know what? Like, I earned this. And I did everything. I did everything for it. But I might not have carried myself like I should have. And I think that's what God did not like. And notice how I say think, because I'll never truly know until I get to talk to the big man above. But I'll tell you what. Probably was one of the biggest life lessons I ever learned was to carry myself in a different manner and to truly appreciate the small things, because then I almost ended everything because of my stupidity and because of my ignorance and lackadaisical mindset. I went so far from what I thought I was becoming, because I was trying to make, like, I was trying to mold myself to what I thought I was and instead of what I was. And to just have that lesson, I now look at it and go, you know what? Thank you, because I needed that.
Wow.
And wow. Now I got to learn, and you know what? I thank him for it, because I came home and it really lit a fire underneath me. It was like, you got to get your stuff together. And you need to stop. And I got my stuff together. Got my grades up. I got back into my baseball. And I ended up going to play in Minnesota. Then I played in Kansas, Colorado, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona. I mean, I've played in so many amazing stadiums, states. Met so many amazing people. And the impact that I've had through the game. Even like during my playing days, I had kids, and I cannot tell you how much it meant to me when I had little kids coming up to me after games. Not because of what I was doing, but because of how I carried myself. I had a kid literally come up to me in a grocery store one day and was like, GT, GT. Meanwhile, think about this. I don't know this kid. All I know is that I'm in Garden City, Kansas. And this little kid goes, GT, GT, you're one of my favorite baseball players that I ever play. I'm playing semi-professional ball. And he said, you helped me with my baseball. You came and you helped coach at my practice. And I know you might not have really known who I am and all that, but I want you to know that you made such a lasting impact, and you were so nice and kind, and you were so gracious, and you were so helpful in giving me all these tidbits and information about the game, that I truly love the game more and see, not just in the game of baseball, but in life. I about cried.
Did the kid actually say all that?
I swear. That's crazy, man. I didn't know this kid. This kid Man. Was about 10 years old.
Wow.
I froze.
There's nothing better. I can't even imagine.
What am I... Like, it gives me the chills right now. Like, just thinking about it. I made this kid feel so good about himself. And to make him love the game even more. But not just the game. To do better in life and do more.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Really, that there's
Like that hit home. Like that's one of my favorite things that's ever happened. I'm like, and that was another thing where I was like, dude, this might just be what it is.
That's beautiful. That is a beautiful, beautiful story, man. Thank you for sharing it. I haven't heard that from you before. Or maybe you have told me and I just lost sight of that, but that is a beautiful story.
Oh.
Actually, I don't know if you answered a second part real quick, though. So that made you realize right there in the moment, like you said before, you're trying to mold yourself into who you are rather than what you think you should become.
Right? Like, I thought I was molding myself into what I thought I was. And when I was like, this is what I am and what I am supposed to be. That's not at all true.
Okay. And that's the message, especially with this baseball thing and finding your passion and your route and what you believe is what your calling is. I assume that was the turning point for you to realize that, man, I can be myself. I can be JT Fletcher. And I don't need to be a professional baseball player, but I am still impacting, if not impacting on a more day-to-day basis than I would as a professional baseball player, as being a coach.
It's the little things in life, man. I think we seem to go away from the little wins and victories within our own lives and our own self-destiny and our own game of life, to where we try to play other people's games of life and roll the dice for them and try to see what we can do for them. But we're not rolling our own dice and we're leaving them hanging out in the back because we're more interested in other people's lives instead of our own lives. Like, at what age did you truly, like, it hit you? Like, and I mean it, like, this is...
I'll tell you exactly when it was. It was the same part of my life, but two separate kind of, like, areas of my life kind of converging at once for it to hit me like a... Not like a truck, like two trucks simultaneously from either direction. I'm not going to name drop. This person is still a great friend of mine. This person, who was very close to me in college, was going through a lot. The person kept experiencing these mental lapses of doubting themselves and feeling like that they aren't enough. And then they had some personal stuff happen to where they felt like they couldn't escape it and that they were stuck and that things were not going the way that they wanted it to. And then it got really dark to the point where they were thinking about harming themselves, and they were going to harm themselves. And I'll never forget, I got a message from someone who was close to that person and said, hey, check, can you please reach out to this person? I feel like that they're in trouble and they're not answering my texts and everything. So I go and check on this individual, reach out, and end up meeting up. And I've never had someone really break down and expose themselves to how low that they're feeling like that before in my life. And long story short, the person was going to hurt themselves, and I talked him out of it. And that person, I still talk to this day every once in a while about that situation of how, who knows what would happen if I didn't check on them. I just feel like knowing that my love and support for that person in that moment meant a lot to them, to the point where they actually were able to get through a tough part in their life, that low of a point in their life, really spoke to me and made me realize that, wow, my relationships with the people that are in my life truly do have an impact. Because, you know, you got your close friends and your family and everything, and you obviously know that you have a really close relationship with someone. But when you see someone very close to you have that bad of a low point and you help them get out of that and they thank you and remind you that you are a reason why they're still here, just like how that kid came up to you in a grocery store, there's just something about that love, you know? So I think that was God's way of saying that, one, I need to love myself more, because I could see myself being that person in the future if I go down the path I was currently on. But two, that this was just one example of me impacting a person's life and showing them love and showing them that they can get through what they're going through. And I think this podcast, I think the relationships I could try to continue to have with my friends and family, even if it's not on that grand of a scheme, but if I can even partially have an impact like that that night, I think that is just what my reason for being here is. Nothing more that I would want in this world. That's a win for me. It's a win for you too. I know you're doing it for the same reason. Yeah.
You saved that person. You truly, you saved that person from what could have been instead of what it is now. I think it's the meaningful stories and for people to feel your passion behind it.
We are on track to thinking that we know what is worth to us. And we know that that's going to evolve over time. But what would you think is a piece that you found along your journey that you would like to pass on to someone else about them finding out what's worth it to them and how to discover doing things for themselves and truly feeling at peace with that?
What about, Yeah, treating people the way you would have wanted to be treated, or giving back to those after you to carry it on and to leave this world with a positive impact instead of leaving this world with having not achieved anything positive at all.
I think something that I've tried to adopt, whether you agree or disagree with this kind of way of thinking, is I truly think that the energy you're putting out into the universe is what you're going to receive. And I also think that people's energies are very contagious. The way that you carry yourself, the way that you're feeling, you know, when someone's sad or upset in a room and everyone's trying to be happy, next thing you know, everyone's kind of becoming a little gloomy because of that one grumpy person in the room. I truly think that the way you carry yourself and kind of your charisma or happiness or whatever energy you're putting out, the thing that I found along my journey is that I needed to work on myself first and truly believe in my heart that what I'm doing in my journey along, trying to figure out what my destiny is or doing things for myself is, ultimately boils down to believing truly in my heart what I'm doing and my self-improvement on a day-to-day basis is worth it and that I'm going in the right direction. And I think once you put that energy in yourself and you truly believe that, you slowly start to notice that maybe you are starting to positively impact the people around you. People are starting to pick up on your energy and the way that you carry yourself. And then you slowly start to realize that you are impacting people around you. And you are impacting the people around you right now in a good or bad way, however you want to look at it. So if you know that you're already impacting people around you and influencing people around you, don't you want that to be in a good manner?
Yeah. That's why I always say, do your best, give it your best, do what you can, what you know you have, but give it just a little more. And I think you'd be so happy to see what can come from that. And you would surprise yourself, and you don't know who you'll affect along the way, because you never know, because every little thing affects everything. If you don't think that's true, I promise you, you don't know.
I agree. It's the baby steps, it's the micro progress that turns into the macro progress. And just be open-minded and truly try to find yourself in who you are and start slowly implementing the things that matter to you and start doing things for yourself. And there will be resistance on the way, but it is such a freeing feeling from where I was a few years ago to where I am now. And I know I'm not even close in terms of being at peace with really everything, but doing things for myself in this journey. I feel 10 times better about who I am as a person than I did back then.
That was beautiful. I got one thing, and I'm going to leave it off with this. Be more soft, relaxed, and absorb things like a sponge instead of hard-headed and being so one-minded and flat like a rock.
Ladies and gentlemen, be a sponge. Don't be a fucking rock. Guys, I appreciate you listening to this episode. I hope you guys enjoyed this one. I hope you could relate to it. GT and I kind of went on a tangent or two, but we fucking brought it back. And by golly, I hope you guys enjoyed it. All right? Guys, take care of yourself. And until the next one. Peace.